Going to have a quick look at a global issue because world leaders have promised to try to halt global warming by more than 1.5 degrees. But a new report shows that current policies actually put temperatures on track for an increase of 2.7 degrees by the end of this century. The Climate Action Tracker project has also highlighted what it says is the minimal progress made on the issue so far this year. Our environment correspondent George Lee is at COP29, that's the UN Climate Summit in Azerbaijan, where he's been speaking to Peter Thorne. He's the director of the Icarus Climate Centre at Maynooth University.
So with the report we have today from the trackers is that we haven't budged in terms of where we're going to get at 2100. That's not entirely surprising. We've seen record carbon emissions from fossil fuels and land use. We saw that in the Carbon Brief report. We're still well off track. We haven't even turned the corner, let alone headed back towards net zero, which is where we need to be if we want to stop making this climate crisis even worse day by day, year by year.
2.7 degrees.
2.7 degrees is unimaginably worse than where we are today. Today we're at roughly 1.3 degrees on a sustained basis. The thing to be crystal clear about is that the impacts will increase very, very non-linearly. So 1.3 might be bad. 2.7 is unimaginable.
A bit worrying, isn't it?
It's more than a bit worrying, and it's my children's future, your children's future, everyone's children's and grandchildren's future. We are deliberately impoverishing future generations here. We are the first generation that is knowingly making the future for our children and our grandchildren worse.
Peter Thorne there talking to George Lee in Baku.